Good morning. Good morning and welcome to Gates Presbyterian Church. Whether you've been here your whole life or this is your first time, we are so glad that you have found your way to this worshiping community. A few ways to learn about how GPC is Church Together is to take a look in your bulletin. There are plenty of opportunities to learn through worship fellowship and mission opportunities. And if you have any questions about our time together in worship this morning or at any point in time, please feel free to ask someone around you. There will also be an elder standing at the communion table following worship this morning to receive any of your questions and comments. And this morning is the last Sunday of the month, so it is Fusion Sunday, which means we have a unique worship opportunity planned around intergenerational mission and ministry. And so you'll just notice some of the things in the bulletin are a little different this morning. We will have a dramatic reading and quite a few repetitive songs. So I will also kind of walk you through that. I've got some explanation on a few of the songs that I will share with you as we go through worship. And we've got some announcements this morning. But first, thank you. A big thank you to this entire congregation for all your prayers and support over this last week as the mission team served in Jamaica. Our plane arrived last night at 12:30. I think most of us made it to our beds by 2 a.m. And we brought the sunshine with us at least. So we had a few days where it was chilly down in Jamaica and the Jamaicans kept saying, "You brought all this cold weather with you." I know, it was 70. It was rough. So. But it was such an honor to be with our partners in ministry at the Santoy and Green Island churches, and I bring greetings from them, and also want to share with you next Sunday, because I'm looking around, I think I'm the only one that got off that plane and is here this morning. But Keith is here, he picked Mary up, so we're glad for that, but they will be here leading worship next Sunday and sharing their testimonies and experience about where they met God's presence in that time. And then there'll also be a second hour to follow. So hope you all will be there. In terms of this morning confirmands who are here with us this morning, we will meet in room 2 following worship. And we have a few other announcements this morning. Todd.
Good morning, everyone. Just a quick reminder, tonight's the Amherst game, GPC Amherst. Our tickets are here. They'll be in the fellowship hall after service. Come down and see us, and we'll pass them out. Thank you.
Thank you. Al.
I'd like to say thank you from all the people at St. Joseph's. We had a very successful meal that we served yesterday. Our junior highs, we had 8 energetic junior highs serve 65 people. So it was a great success, and thanks to all that donated food and their time to prepare it. In addition, the mission committee has started put up the signs for the Lenten Wall of Food, and you have a great opportunity. You can be the first to drop off a can of food there because there's nothing there yet. So every time you come into church or come to an event here, if you bring a can of food and put it on the Lenten wall, we'll have a very successful food drive. Thank you.
Thank you. Peter?
Good morning. Very excited to announce the first of our journeys for this year, 2015. And this time we're dealing with end-of-life issues. So on March 8th, we have our first leg. It'll be in the adult lounge. And it will deal with funerals, memorial services, and finances. And then we'll follow that with a workshop on death and grieving. We'll talk about palliative care and hospice care. And we'll finish up with Katie and Melissa, and we'll be talking about the promise of life after death. Tickets are on sale today. Andrea will be in the narthex, so welcome to the new season, and we hope you'll be out there and learn some more. Thank you.
Thank you. And this is the first Sunday in Lent, and our journey of connecting in the wilderness begins this morning. Let us worship God together.
Please stand and join me in the call to worship. This is the first Sunday in Lent. Jesus was in the wilderness for 40 days. Here in the wilderness of life, we long to connect with God.
There is a longing in our hearts, O Lord, for you. Please join me in the prayer of confession. God, we confess in the wilderness of life we've forgotten to connect to you. We turn away from our friends, families, and community. We feel alone, afraid, and sad. Speak to our hearts once more of your love, mercy, and freedom. Help us connect to your blessings in our lives and world. Let us silently confess our sins together.
Part of our wanderings in the wilderness with Jesus this morning and with God throughout this season of Lent, we also acknowledge that we wander not alone, but together. And we connect with one another in this time of worship and in our lives of faith. And as a symbol of that connection this morning and throughout the season of Lent, we are going to share the peace with one another. So if you would please rise and greet your neighbor with a sign of peace, a handshake, a hello. Christ's peace be with you.
And join me on the chancel steps.
Hey, chancel steps, Colonel.
Come join me right up here. Can I get all the kids up here? Nice boots. Hey, all right, coming on up. Anyone else? So I've got a question for you all. Does anybody have a pet fish at home? Yes. Okay, good. We've got some fish experts. Anybody have a fish at their school? Maybe at your doctor's offices? My doctor's office always has a fish. I don't know why. Okay, yours too? That's good. All right, good. So we know what's up about fish, right? I need some fish experts today. Can a fish build a house? No. Okay. Can a fish go to college? Can a fish send someone else to college? No. Okay, could a fish maybe plow a field or plant lots of corn? Okay, what about wheat? Could it do that? Potatoes? Nothing? Okay, let's see. What if you are in a terrible fire and your house burns down? Can a fish help you get new clothes? No. Can it help you find a job? No. Nothing? Can a fish feed you? Kind of. Not a pet fish, right? All right, maybe a tuna fish. We'll take that one. Well, that one was kind of a trick question, because here we have fishes that can help do all of those things. Does anybody know what this is? All right, what is it? A fish bank, exactly. So these are our fish banks for the great hour of sharing. And all across the country, lots of different churches are collecting lots of money in these fish banks. So I'm going to give one of them to you today, and we're going to keep handing them out all throughout Lent. So what you're going to do is take this fish bank home, and we're going to put money in it all the way up until Palm Sunday. Maybe coins, whatever you've got, whatever's around the house, and then we're going to bring it in. And the money that we collect in these fish can help people build their houses if they need houses. It can help send them to school, and it can help feed them if they're hungry. So these fish can do a lot of different things that most fish can't do. All right, you think you can do that? Awesome, I figured. Yeah. All right, let's pray together. Dear God, help people who need houses. Help people who need food. And help us to find them and help them. Amen. All right, everybody gets a fish bank. You want to take some to your brothers and sisters, you can do that too.
Psalms 25, verse 1 through 10 from the Message. My head is high, God, held high. I'm looking to you, God. No hangdog skulking for me. I've thrown in my lot with you. You won't embarrass me, will you? Or let my enemies get the best of me? Don't embarrass any of us who went out on a limb for you. It's the traitors who should be humiliated. Show me how you work, God. School me in your ways. Take me by the hand. Lead me down the path of truth. You are my Savior, aren't you? Mark the milestones of your mercy and love, God. Rebuild the ancient landmarks. Forget that I sowed wild oats. Mark me with your sign of love, God. Plan only the best for me, God. God is fair and just. He corrects the misdirected. Sends them in the right direction. He gives the rejects his hand and leads them step by step. From now on, every road you travel will take you to God. Follow the covenant signs, read the charted directions.
There is a God in you.
Our second scripture reading this morning comes from the Gospel of Mark. In those days, Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan. And just as he was coming up out of the water, he saw the heavens torn apart and the Spirit descending like a dove on him. And a voice came from heaven. "You are my Son, the Beloved. With you I am well pleased." And the Spirit immediately drove Jesus out into the wilderness. And he was in the wilderness 40 days, tempted by Satan. And he was with the wild beasts, and the angels waited on him. And now after John was arrested, Jesus came to Galilee proclaiming the good news of God and saying, "The time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God has come near. Repent. Believe in the good news." This is the gospel of our Lord. And our reflection this morning is an interpretive reading. Jesus will be with me and helping me here in just a moment, but I will also need your help with this too. So first, what I'm going to need you to do is open your hymnals to 291. Hymn 291, this is the Spirit of Gentleness. We're going to be singing the refrain a few times during this reading. So just leave your hymnals open in your lap. You'll be prompted as to when to sing, and we'll sing together, and you can remain seated. I had also contemplated having all the children up here to help me with some of the interactive noises and movements that we'll need to do. But then I thought, you know what? I actually need their help out there, because I'm going to guess they're going to need to help you to participate. So, kids, need your help. Make sure those adults who are sitting around you are participating this morning, okay? So we're going to follow Jesus into the wilderness this morning. Step after step. Step after step. Can you hear Jesus walking with me? Can you pat your legs? Step after step. Jesus walked, and he walked, and he walked. And as Jesus walked, he thought. He thought about everything that was happening. About how it all began that day that he went from Nazareth to the River Jordan. How John dipped him into the water and baptized him. Jesus thought about how, as he splashed up, the sky tore open. And his heart beat like the wings of a dove beating. Can you hear the dove? Pat your heart. Pat your heart. Hear the wings of the dove, beloved. Beloved. And it put a song in Jesus' heart.
Thank you. And now Jesus felt with each footstep like he was being called away from the river and the people, away from the villages and even the safety of the roadways. It was as if something all around and deep inside of him wanted to get away through the trees and the grass. Can we make some swishing sounds? And over the rocks and into the wilderness. And with every footstep, Jesus sang. And so Jesus went, and as he did, the sights and the sounds and the smells of the village faded away until he was absolutely all alone. Sunny, hot, dusty days became long and cold nights. No friends, no shelter, only the clothes on his back. And he sang, but quietly this time, quietly. But wait, what was that sound? Was that a wild animal? Are there wild animals? Oh, wild animals! And what was that sound? Was that a rough wind? Where am I? Jesus wondered. Why am I here? Should I turn back? And Jesus curled up. He curled up for another sleepless night. And he whispered. It was as if something in the wilderness was trying to stop Jesus, to to stop him on his journey and to make him go back, to make him forget that he was God's beloved and he... And this wilderness felt so very alone. And these feelings made him feel so sad and scared. And it was so quiet. So quiet. Jesus' ears roared. But beloved Jesus remembered. Jesus remembered who he was. He remembered his mother and father telling stories of God's love for all creation. Jesus remembered the songs that they taught him, the prayers, the songs of thanksgiving, songs of sorrow and want, songs of faith, songs of hope. And then the most wondrous thing happened. It was as if Jesus heard their voices joining in song with the voices of all the angels singing together. And just as wondrously, Jesus was able to light a small campfire. And in the cool of the night, found food and water. And Jesus was filled with awe and wonder as he looked all around. Jesus marveled at the starry heavens above. The whistling wind caressed his cheek like a comforting parent, like a protecting angel. And in the wilderness, Jesus connected with God. Number 470, just the refrain as our song of response. And a big thanks to Alex Thornton this morning for serving as Jesus. And friends, as we come together in faith and in life, we also connect with brothers and sisters in faith throughout the world and throughout the generations. And this morning, let us do so standing together, affirming our faith using the Nicene Creed, which is found on page 34 in your hymnal. Let us confess the faith of the universal church, that we believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and
seen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven and was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became truly human. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. And on the third day he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Now is the time in our service when we can come and connect with each other to share our joys and our fears and to lift up our loved ones in prayer. So who has something they'd like to share with us today?
Cheryl Fennell. Prayers for my mother's brother, my uncle, who passed away on Wednesday. And also prayers for our little two-year-old grandson, Monkey, that he is. He was climbing and fell, and he's broken his collarbone. But there's not a lot they can do for a two-year-old, so just pray that he mends properly. Thanks.
Prayers. I'd like to offer prayers of thanksgiving that Walt is here with me today and that he's doing much better, and we just thank and praise God for that.
Hi, Jan Buettner. I'd just like to ask prayers for the family of a young lady from Spencerport, graduated from Spencerport High School years ago, was a music teacher in New York City. Tanya Burke was her name, and she'd been fighting brain cancer for a number of years, and she did pass away this weekend. I believe it was Friday evening. So prayers for her family. Thanks.
Jesse Wushon, just would like to ask for prayers for the people of Haiti. As you know, they've gone through a lot of suffering, and this past week, as they were celebrating Mardi Gras, they had this terrible accident where a high-voltage power line hit one of the singers performing, and as a result of the arc and spark, 18 people ended up dying, and then they had to cancel the third day. Again, prayers for those people.
Prayers. Let us all pray together. Almighty God, we know that you are always with us, but sometimes we feel so alone. God, there are times in our lives when we are out in the wilderness, when we are searching for the feel of your presence and the sound of your voice, and what we are feeling may be cold, loneliness, the wind whistling without your words. There are times in our lives when we worry deeply for the people we love the most. We need your grace with them. They may have strength as they recover from illness and injury, that we may have patience as caregivers. And the people who care for them may have wisdom to treat them well. But we know, no matter where we are, no matter how quiet things may seem, that your love is still there for us. And often when we listen to the wind, we can hear your voice, your peace. God, give us the courage to reach out to one another in love, to connect knowing that we are all your beloved children, to be grateful for every moment that we were with your people, that we can feel your love with us. We ask all of these things in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, who taught us all to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not to temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Now let us continue our time of worship with this morning's offering.
Prayer of Thanksgiving. Holy God, you have given us many gifts and blessings for which we give you thanks. May these offerings be signs of our love for you. Help them to care for your children here and around the world. Amen.
Thank you.
And we go, friends. We go into the wilderness seeking the connections of our community and our God. Go assured that God's presence is always with us in the wilderness, just as it was with Jesus. Go. May the Spirit flow and move us with the assurance and comfort of God's love, now and always. Amen.